It began over 5,000 years ago when civilization was young. Every major culture, Egypt, Greece, Rome, India, Japan, studied it, practiced it, perfected it to a fine art. They admired its Olympian demands, strength, speed, agility, skill, grace, and courage. They did it to honor their gods. They did it to honor their kings. They did it to train their soldiers. They did it to compete, and they did it for fun. It has come down through the ages to us today. It is Coliseum Corner, the wrestling podcast where each and every Coliseum home video is reviewed. From the personalities and specialties to the best of the WWF and even the Collector's Series. If you're looking for reviews of WrestleMania, Survivor Series, Royal Rumbles, and SummerSlams, then look somewhere else, because this is a trip down memory lane of your favorite videos. We review the good, the bad, and even sometimes the awful. Join Bill as he takes us down a memory lane adventure the likes of which no podcast has ever gone before. So sit back, relax, and listen to this fantastic podcast that we call Coliseum Corner. And here is Bill to start the show right now.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Yankovy, and welcome to Coliseum Corner, the podcast where I review each and every Coliseum video. With the recent news that WWE Network is going to put out over 30 Coliseum videos onto their network, I figured it would be a good time to come back into the fold and do more Coliseum classics starting today and in the near future. And what a way to start off this this episode, because today it is a personality series, and going to be talking about today about truly one of the all-time greats in this sport, one of the biggest stars, both in a figurative and literal sense, because today I will be talking about Andre the Giant. With the upcoming documentary in April on HBO and the trailer recently released, this is a perfect time to talk about this video cassette that the World Wrestling Federation released back in 1985. And believe me, this is, if you're a big Andre the Giant fan, this might be a videotape just for you. Now, I know what you're saying before I go any further. Yes, they did put out a DVD of the exact same thing that I am mentioning. But, as I'll mention in a little bit, there is only one difference between the videotape and the DVD. And it's only one difference, but believe me, it's a pretty big difference. So before we even get into all the action, we get a brief clip of a tag team match where Andre the Giant is teaming up with Chief J. Strongbow against Blackjack Lanza and former WWF champion Stan the Man Stasiak. Our host for this videotape is none other than Lord Alfred Hayes, and what a perfect choice to host this video cassette on Andre the Giant, because it was Lord Alfred who was one of the first people to recognize Andre the Giant when he was in France. Alfred Hayes gives us a brief description of how he met Andre when Andre was a teenager, that he was supposed to pick up a young teenage boy for his second professional wrestling match. Little did Lord Alfred know that he was about to pick up a 6'10", over 250-pound lad who, believe it or not, was a very good soccer and rugby player. Who knew? So as we go into our opening match, Andre the Giant facing Moondog Rex, we get some personal details about Andre. We know that he loves children and children love him, but does not like mean adults. He is a bachelor, hey ladies. And Andre is also a connoisseur of wine. And has one of the largest wine collections in the United States. So, our opening match is against Moondog Rex, and this is a pretty quick match, as this match is not even 2 minutes long. Andre the Giant ends up beating Moondog Rex, giving him a big boot, and then a big splash, running splash. And believe it or not, Andre gets some airtime on that splash. So the next match that we have is an 18-man over-the-top rope battle royal that takes place in the Meadowlands in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Now, just like the previous tape that I reviewed, the WWF's Most Unusual Matches, I did in fact have the list written down of the 18 competitors that are in this battle royal. We have in this battle royal, and this is a who's who of Hall of Famers and legends, Sergeant Slaughter, Adrian Adonis, Dick Murdoch, Big John Studd, Jimmy Snuka, Andre the Giant, Pat Patterson, Hulk Hogan, Salvatore Bellomo, Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff, Tiger Chung Lee, The Iron Sheik, Alexis Smirnoff, Mil Mascaris, Tito Santana, The Unpredictable Johnny Rods, Les Thornton, and The Hangman. So our commentators for this match are Gorilla Monsoon and Lord Alfred Hayes, and you could tell that this was a taped audio recording. And you know what? It's just a fun battle royal. I mean, battle royals should be fun to watch, and you got all these big names, but there's some focus stories into this, one of which is the early stages of the feud between Iron Sheik and Sergeant Slaughter. Also, Big John Studd and Hulk Hogan are involved. You know, they have their back and forth battles and so much more. Now, eventually, the final four come down to Andre the Giant, Alexis Smirnoff, Dick Murdoch, and Adrian Adonis. And you would think that the three smaller men, whose combined weight is probably well over 600 pounds, could get together and eliminate Andre the Giant. Well, it doesn't quite happen that way, folks, because Andre eliminates all three at the end. He gives an atomic drop to Smirnoff, which eliminates Smirnoff from the Battle Royal. And then Dick Murdoch gets in there, but he gets tossed out for his troubles, and it comes down to Adonis and Andre just sends Adonis to the corner. Adonis flips over the top into the floor, and Andre the Giant wins the Battle Royal. Now, these next two matches are interesting matches because they're both handicap matches. The first one that I'm going to talk about is actually not a WWF match. This is from an NWA promotion. I don't want to take a guess at which NWA promotion it is, because if I do and if I get it wrong, I'm sure I'll have people going, well, you got that wrong, you know. So I'm not going to venture to take a guess, but Lord Alfred Hayes does mention that in this match, and for quite a while, anytime Andre the Giant had a match, the first row of any arena would be completely empty because of fear that fans would get hurt by any of the actions that Andre the Giant would do. And in this match, the front row seats are empty. So Andre's opponents in this 2-on-1 handicap match are the tag team of The Great Goliath and Black Goldman. And for a little while, Goldman and Goliath do get a little bit of an advantage on Andre, as Goliath would have a pair of knuckles, an illegal weapon, and would hit Andre with it. But Andre is so athletic in this match. He was able to put a body scissors on both men and was able to rock back and forth, slamming their bottoms onto the mat. It was very, very impressive. You will see the strength of Andre the Giant in this match, and actually a little bit of his youth, because there is youth in Andre in this match. He doesn't look older. He looks much younger, fresher, faster, healthier. So, a very interesting two-on-one handicap match. And at one point, if you're curious, one of the men gets tossed over the top rope and lands very hard on one of the seats in the front row. In the end, Andre the Giant would sit on both men to get the pin and the victory. Then we go from the two-on-one handicap match to the three-on-one handicap match. You heard me right. Three against one. The three men in particular are Jack Evans, again the unpredictable Johnny Rods, and Joe Butcher Nova. And you would think, again, with a combined weight here of over 600 pounds, that they would be able to take Andre the Giant. But there is a reason why Andre the Giant was called the Eighth Wonder of the World, because he was able to take all three of these guys on. And to me, there was a difference between the three-on-one handicap match here and the two-on-one handicap match, where with the two-on-one match, you could see that the team was working together. They've been together a while, and they knew what they were doing. With the three men, while they attempted to work together, it just seemed everything they did just could not work, and it just failed. It just failed miserably. This is actually quite a performance for Andre the Giant, because three men against one at this point in time is something not very well known or heard of at that time. And if you think about it to this day, it's still not very well known. So, it remains to be seen if we get any other in the near future. I know Braun Strowman would do 2-on-1, 3-on-1, even a 4-on-1. But the difference, I think, between Andre the Giant and Braun Strowman is, and I like Braun Strowman, believe me, but Andre the Giant was more athletic and more believable in a 3-on-1 handicap match. Not saying that Braun Strowman isn't, but Andre could just do it off better. Andre would end up sitting on top of all three men to get the pin and the victory. Now, this next match, this is a doozy. Because Alfred Hayes not only does the introduction for this match, but he also does commentary for this match. And don't get me wrong, I like Lord Alfred Hayes. And I think a lot of people do. But he makes a bit of a botch in the introduction. Because this match is held in Puerto Rico, and it's held in Roberto Clemente Stadium. Well, Lord Alfred Hayes pronounces it as Robert Clemente Stadium. Oops. But anyway, this is a special attraction match as Andre the Giant faces Gorilla Monsoon in a boxing match. And this match took place after a tropical storm went by. And to make things even more interesting, we have a guest referee for this match. And that guest referee happens to be none other than former boxing heavyweight champion of the world, Jersey Joe Walcott. And this is an entertaining boxing match, I'm not going to lie. Think about it. Here's Andre the Giant, 7'5", well over the 400-pound mark. Here's Gorilla Monsoon, a big guy in his own right, probably about 6'7", 6'8". Heaviest that he weighed, and he admitted this, was 440. You got these two behemoths, and they're in a boxing match. Very, very interesting. Well, let's go round by round. The first round is pretty much a feeling out process. They're feeling each other out. Not much really happens. Now, round two is where it starts to get interesting. In round two, Gorilla does some cheap attacks on Andre, to knock him down. He even does a double axe handle onto Andre. But later in the round, Andre would come back and he would hit his big atomic splash onto Gorilla, a move later used by Earthquake. But Gorilla would be able to get up. So they continue the box, and that's the end of round two. Now, round three begins with Gorilla spitting water in the face of Andre the Giant. Oh boy, I wonder if that's a smart move. And he starts punching at him. So as Gorilla keeps going, Andre gives this right haymaker to Gorilla, and it knocks Gorilla out. Jersey Joe makes the 10 count, and Andre the Giant wins the boxing match, and he even steps on Gorilla after the match to celebrate. So you'd think, okay, this one's over. Well, there's still more to go, because these two happen to continue to fight outside of the ring, and Andre knocks Gorilla out, and Gorilla falls backwards onto a tarp, where there's a little puddle of water there. And I guess you could say Gorilla was doing the backstroke, and Andre was chasing Gorilla's manager out into the dugout. Before we go to our next match, Vince McMahon is backstage in Madison Square Garden, where he interviews what you could consider a dream tag team of Andre the Giant and Superfly Jimmy Snuka. As tonight, Andre the Giant and Jimmy Snuka team up to face the Wild Samoans of Afa and Sika. Now, during this promo, Jimmy Snuka refers to Sika on two occasions as Sifa. I know it's a small mistake, but I just wanted to point it out. And Andre says that the Samoans don't know what they have themselves in for. This match tells a great story, because for the duration of this match, Jimmy Snuka gets beat up by both Samoans, by Afa and Sika. And Andre attempts on multiple occasions to get involved in the match, but gets cut off by the referee. So Jimmy is just taking this beating from the Wild Samoans. Jimmy Snuka eventually gets out of harm's way to make the tag to Andre, and Andre dominates the rest of the way through. And he headbutts Afa so many times that by the time Afa is thrown out to the floor, Afa is busted wide open. He is bleeding. Then Sika comes in, and Sika doesn't do very well. Andre tags Snuka. Snuka climbs the top rope and then stands on the shoulders of Andre the Giant to do the Superfly leap onto Sika to get the three count and the victory. It's a very good tag team match. It tells a very good story. It told a very good story of Jimmy Snuka getting beat up for the duration of the match. And they only make Andre and Jimmy do two legal tags the entire match. Jimmy's tag to Andre, which gets Andre legally involved, and then the tag to Jimmy, which leads into the winning fall of the match. Then we go to this interesting match, and this is a good match here. Andre the Giant against the Masked Superstar. Now, in this match, Gorilla Monsoon and Pat Patterson are the commentators, and they talk about some of the interesting things about Andre the Giant. Some of it you might not know, some of it you do know, including, you know, that he has his clothes custom made in Japan, and they talk about a watch that he wears, and they even talk about how he has a ring, and it's a pretty big ring, and stuff can go through the ring. And they even show, or they talk about Andre's hand, and Coliseum Video did this. They sort of went away from the match to show the famous clip from the TNT show of Andre the Giant putting his hand over the face of Lord Alfred Hayes. That's how big Andre's hand was. So the match is not that bad of a match. Andre focuses a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit focuses on the mask of the masked superstar, but he doesn't quite get it. Superstar actually at one point sends Andre into the corner. He Irish whips him into the corner, and that's how strong the masked superstar was. And he would have an advantage for a little bit. And he would have a combination of like a half Cobra clutch, half sleeper, chokehold kind of maneuver. And it wasn't until when Andre would try to take the mask off that the superstar would be able to get out of it. Then we have the end of the match where Andre hits the big boot and then the big splash, and Andre would get the victory. Now, after the match, Andre would attempt to take off the mask of the masked superstar, but he would sneak away before he would lose his mask. Then we go to this match, and this is sort of a forgotten piece of history, I think. When you look in the history of the WWF, now the WWE, this tag team match. Andre the Giant and S.D. Jones against Big John Studd and Ken Patera. This was a featured match on one of their syndicated programs. I want to say this was Championship Wrestling. So Vince McMahon and Bruno Sammartino are the commentators. So Studd and Patera, they've been teaming up for a while. Jones and Andre, not really as much. So we get a good back and forth match, and we get towards the end where Jones does make the tag to Andre. Now, when Jones makes the tag, he tries to do a move on Patera, and Patera sends him over the top to the floor. So Andre is left alone, 2-1. Andre takes advantage of Patera, and even a little bit of Stud for a little while, but the numbers were just too much, and they would keep relentlessly attacking Andre the Giant. And it would get to the point where the referee would happen to disqualify Stud and Patera. Now, during this, we get a little bit of a rare sight. Stud and Patera combined body slam Andre the Giant. This is one of those rare feats that Andre got slammed, but here in this case, it took two men to slam him. And then we go into which leads to, sort of, like I said, an underrated moment in the history of the WWF or WWE. Bobby Heenan pulls out a pair of scissors, and he gives the scissors to Stud. And Stud starts to cut the hair of Andre the Giant while Patera is holding him. And this is just great heat, because there is trash being thrown into this ring. People are visibly upset. Vince McMahon, you can hear, is upset. But this is where I start to have a problem. I don't feel uncomfortable watching this moment. But as far as hearing it goes, I get uncomfortable. Because during this, Vince McMahon continues to repeatedly say, "They are raping the dignity of Andre the Giant, who is one of the most beloved figures in all of sports. They're just raping Andre's dignity." And I'm just like, oh, Vince, you're just using the wrong words here. You know, it's 1984, and he's using the R word. And, you know, I'm just like, oh, Vince, why? Why do you have to say that word? So, now we go to the TNT show. Andre the Giant happens to be the first guest. And Andre looks in good shape. He looks happy. He looks healthy. He looks very good. And this leads into the match where Andre the Giant faces Ken Patera. Or, as this is called, the Giant's Revenge. And this is just one of those great one-sided beatings that is entertaining, that I think fans would enjoy, everybody would enjoy. Andre just tosses Patera back and forth in the ring. He's choking him in the ring. You know, he steps on Patera's hand. He steps on Heenan's hand. And Andre is just doing what Andre wants to do. Then we go to the end, where while Patera is down, the referee is talking to Andre. Andre's back is turned. Heenan climbs the top rope, has a pair of brass knuckles, and he hits Andre with them, and Andre falls onto the referee, and the referee goes down. So Heenan and Patera, they start getting the two-on-one advantage. But it doesn't last very long, as Andre would manage to get himself back together and would send Patera into the corner. Then Andre starts paintbrushing Bobby Heenan's face. Like, he just slaps him across all over. And I would imagine that Bobby felt that one for days on end. And Bobby gets flipped into the corner, and Patera goes with him, and they both go out of the ring before Andre could do any more damage, and Andre gets the win. Then we get this bit, where Vince McMahon hypes up what would be WrestleMania. He doesn't say WrestleMania, but you know what it is. And Vince talks about Andre, March 31, you have a chance to get revenge on Heenan and Stud for raping your dignity. And I'm like, Vince, no, stop, just stop. Thankfully, he does stop. And he talks about how they are putting up, Stud and Heenan are putting up $15,000 in cash for Andre to body slam Big John Stud. And then it goes into this conversation of, what are you going to put up, Andre, if you, you know, for this match? And Andre's like, well, they already took my hair. Why should I put anything up? And Vince just egging him on. It's like, well, don't you think it's a bit unfair that they're putting $15,000 up on the line and you're not putting something up on the line? Maybe you should put your career on the line. And Andre's like, I don't think it's unfair. I mean, I'm going for the money. And then Vince makes one wrong comment. And he says, well, you know, if you don't do this, there are going to be some people who think that are yellow down your back. And Andre gets up and he's visibly upset. And he grabs Vince by the tie and Alfred tries to break it up. And Andre's like, you don't call me yellow. I'm going to slap Big John Studd. I'm going to take the money and I'm going to leave. So Andre leaves very upset. Vince slaps the WWF mug off the desk, and Andre or Alfred's like, well, I think it made him quite mad. Good observation there. And now we go to the finale. The big match from WrestleMania, Andre the Giant versus Big John Studd. We get the promo from Studd and Heenan about how the $15,000 is going to be seen only by three people. The two of them, and the people at the bank when they deposit the money. Now, I'm going to get through this match, and then I'm going to tell you the big difference between when you see this match on the Coliseum video and when WWE released this on a DVD about 20 years after this videotape came out. So, it is Andre and Studd. It is the body slam match from WrestleMania. Studd goes for the early advantage, going after Andre, attacking him. But Andre gets himself together, and he goes after Studd. He's just doing everything. He's giving him kicks. He's giving him body blows. He's even choking him in the corner, which Jesse Ventura and Bobby Heenan are a little bit upset about, but they make a good point. So Andre just keeps working on Studd in the corner. Studd tries to get a little bit of offense in, but just couldn't quite do it. He tries to give him a back elbow. It doesn't work. Stud tries to give him a big boot, and Andre catches him. And then we get to the end of the match where Andre picks up Big John Stud, body slams Stud to win the $15,000 in cash, and he starts to throw the money into the audience when Bobby Heenan sneakily runs in the ring, grabs the money, and gets out of town with the bag, and Stud gets away too. Andre the Giant is declared the winner of the body slam match. Now, where's the difference, I'm sure you're wondering, between this match on Coliseum Video and the re-release on WWE Home Video? Well, I'm going to explain this because I used to have this on DVD. In the Coliseum Video, you obviously have the commentary of Guerrilla and Jesse. For this last match, you have two options to listen for this match. The first option is somewhat the original match, except for some reason, they lower the volume on the commentary of Guerrilla and Jesse, and you have to listen very, very closely, if at all, to the commentary of Guerrilla and Jesse. That's one thing. The other thing is you have alternate commentating for this match. Michael Cole and Taz are commentating as the audio alternate for this particular match, and it only happens in this match. None of the other matches, just this one match. So we go through the credits, and then we're reminded that the biggest wrestling event of the year, the greatest event of all time, WrestleMania, is now available on VHS for $39.95. It's a two-hour cassette featuring Hogan, Mr. T, Roddy Piper, and Paul Orndorff, plus Andre, Stud, Bundy, Sheik, and Volkov, Wendy Richter, Cyndi Lauper, and much, much more. Then Gorilla Monsoon tells us to stand by because he's going to tell us about the next three videos being released from Coliseum Video, which are the best of the WWF Volume 3, which features the British Bulldogs in action, plus another battle royal, and believe me, when I get to that one, I'm going to be very excited to talk about that battle royal. Then, in the specialty category, it is the biggest, the strongest, the strangest, the strongest, featuring men and women from all over the world, like the Mongols, George the Animal Steel, Gorilla Monsoon, Bruno Sammartino, I apologize, the Haiti Kid, Big John Studd sets the bench pressing record on the TNT show, Jesse Ventura and Ivan Putski do an arm wrestling contest, and Ken Patera's feat of strength. And finally, Roddy Piper's greatest hits, where we'll see him in action, we'll see some of his Piper's pits, and we'll even see him interview himself. And those are the next three video releases from Coliseum Video. So, what did I think about Andre the Giant, the videotape? Well, I'll tell you one thing. They certainly don't spoil some of these matches like they did with the Hulkamania tape. But this is a fun videotape. This is fun to watch. If you have a youngster who, you know, wasn't around to see Andre the Giant and you want to show him or her who he was, why he's so legendary, why is he, you know, still talked about 25 years after his death, this is a videotape I would recommend, you know, if you could get it, you know, to find. Because you see Andre at his best. The handicap matches, the boxing match, the battle royal, the tag team match with Snuka and the Samoans, which is really, really good. Plus the story that leads into the famous body slam match from the first WrestleMania. It's very, very good. I recommend it. I think Lord Alfred Hayes does a tremendous job hosting the videotape. They got somebody who knows Andre very well. Lord Alfred Hayes, like I said in the beginning, Lord Alfred Hayes knew Andre from when he was a teenager. And it's just all in all a good tape. It's a good special. So if you can find it, I recommend you definitely get it. Alright, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of Coliseum Corner. I will do our plug or the plugs real quick. You can follow That Wrestling Show on Twitter. Just type in Wrestling Show 11 and you are right there. You could join our Facebook group. Type That Wrestling Show Fan Group in the search bar. You are right there. And if for any particular reason you can't find it, just click on the link below in the description box and you are right there. And don't forget to visit the Patreon page, patreon.com/Bill's World of Podcasts, where your donations can help podcasts such as this one and some of the others that I do fare as well. Next time around on Coliseum Corner, it is the end of the second series as I will be talking about the best of the WWF Volume 2. Going to be a very interesting videotape. So until next time, I am Bill Yankovy, and this has been Coliseum Corner.